And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about a whole variety of things. We're going to talk about what's going on with these Democratic debates with the Democratic Party and their ongoing threats against the Christian community, against the Patriot community. Now they are threatening to remove a tax exemption from churches that refuse to perform gay marriages. The LGBT movement is a political weapon. There's no question. For the radical left, for the Marxists, the socialists, and now the Muslims who are working with these socialists, even though the Muslims certainly don't agree with so-called gay rights, nevertheless, they are working alongside the Marxists right now because the Marxists, that's their doorway into American politics. And we've talked about this before. This is what they're doing in Belgium. We've played the audio of the Belgian official saying that in Belgium, the Muslims, they worked with the socialists initially. And then once they built up their numbers, they split off. And now they formed an Islam party there in Belgium, and they're proclaiming their desire to bring in Sharia law and to turn Belgium into an Islamic state. Okay, you've got that going on the one hand. On the other hand, you've got the homosexual movement, the LGBT movement. You've got the case in Texas, just an unbelievable case going on in Texas where a father who is now divorced from his wife, which you can understand, because the woman he was married to is an absolute psychopath. They have two sons, and she has been telling one of her two sons since he was about 3 years old that he is a girl. He's a girl. And now he's about 7 years old, and she wants to transition him from being a boy into a girl. She wants to have him castrated and begin the process of physically altering his body to make him into a girl, essentially, while he's a child. And the courts in Texas, of all places, I just still can't believe this is going on in Texas. You would think California or maybe Massachusetts or someplace like that, this kind of craziness, but Texas, it's unbelievable. But there it is. Texas has these liberal left-wing areas, and now you have a father who actually has to go into court and argue before a judge why he does not want his son transitioned by his psychotic mother into a girl. This is an underage child, and his rights as a parent to demand that the laws of God be upheld. You see, this is why I've been talking about this so much, brethren, and why I've been researching the situation with the founding of our country and the importance of the law of God on the development of the free world. This is something that we're going to be talking about continually in this new film that, yes, we're still in editing. I've worked on the editing today. We're trying to get this thing done before the end of the year. The True Christian History of America. We've got a lot of material. We've got a lot of great footage. Got some powerful footage for this new film. We've got, you know, great interviews. All these different new, never before seen interviews. New footage. New everything. It's going to be very exciting once we get True Christian History of America completed. But we talk about the whole development of freedom and how the Bible and the law of God, understanding the Bible and the law of God and fighting for it. This was the fight of our Christian forefathers for hundreds of years even before the American Revolution, long beforehand. And now what the globalists are trying to do is they are trying to dismantle the particular elements that were developed: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, freedom of the press. They're going after them one at a time. And they're going after the right to bear arms. That's becoming more and more apparent. It was a conspiracy theory 10 years ago. I mean, people probably said it was a conspiracy theory 5 years ago, the idea of gun confiscation in our country. But now they are openly proclaiming gun confiscation. They began to do it when Hillary was running for president, and it was brought up to her, the idea of the Australian style buyback program. And Hillary said she was up for that. And that's where it began to be introduced here in the past couple of years. Now it has gone full throttle with confiscation. And now we've got Beto O'Rourke. And here, let me play some of the audio from the now famous Beto O'Rourke Democratic debate and what he said. Listen to this.
You said, quote, "Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?"
"I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield..."
Liberal audience.
"The high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that, so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield, not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore."
Okay, so that is the now famous speech, of course. And he's making, you know, a reference to a terrible tragedy that took place. And everybody agrees that it was a tragedy. But the only reason that it's magnified is because the media grabs it and they play it over and over and over again. If CNN and MSNBC went down to the abortion clinics and they showed the results of abortion, and they were playing that round the clock, 24 hours a day, with the tens of thousands and more children that are being killed by the abortion industry, then you have the LGBT movement, the homosexual movement, that's infecting reportedly about 50,000 people a year with AIDS. Many of them underage children are being infected with HIV. And here they're doing things like drag queen story hour. You could tell stories of much, much greater atrocities affecting far more people as a result of these leftist policies that have been implemented in our country for years now. All right, so here is a statistic that I stumbled upon here recently. This is given recently by a representative from the NRA. And he gave these statistics. Knife deaths in our country. And this is according to this NRA source. 1,515 knife deaths per year. Fist and feet, people killed because of fists and feet, 672 per year. From hammers, 443 annually from hammers. Rifle deaths, and this is all rifles. This is not just the AR-15, but it's all rifles. That would be shotguns, hunting rifles, every kind of rifle, 297. 297 a year in our country from rifles. The number is so low, especially when you consider our population, where we have over 320 million people in our country. That is a massive amount of people to have. And to have less than 300 people a year dying from rifle deaths. You see, they inflate the numbers. They'll sit here and they'll say, oh, 30,000 people a year, and this kind of thing. They're not revealing the fact that 98 to 99% of those gun-related homicides have nothing to do with a rifle. They're almost all of them are from handguns in one way or another. Then you have two more issues. One is that two-thirds of the numbers that they give, this 30,000 a year number that they give, 19,000 to 20,000 of those are suicide. 19,000 to 20,000 are suicide. Then from the additional 10,000 to 12,000, it fluctuates, you know, 10, 11, 12,000, something like that, where you have gun-related homicides, most of those are from your drug gangs in places like Chicago and LA and New York, etc. And almost always the firearms that they're using were not purchased at a sporting goods store. They were bought on the black market, on the street, illegally. So they're illegal arms anyway. They're not legally purchased firearms, but most of them are not rifles. Rifles are used for very few crimes in our country, generally speaking. And the reason is kind of obvious, because it's very difficult to conceal any rifle. People use rifles mainly for hunting and for going to the range. That's where they use rifles. But what's the real reason they want to go after semi-automatic rifles and why they keep referring to them as weapons of war? This is a socialist agenda. They want to prevent patriots in our country from being able to defend themselves against the increasing oppression that they are planning to increase one year after another, if they can get away with it. They are bringing in the Muslims. They are going to advance Sharia law. And they are advancing this LGBT agenda to the point where they are planning to legalize pedophilia. That is their plan. And they know that American parents in this country are not going to tolerate it beyond a certain point. Already we're seeing parental rights being destroyed. But what they're doing, brothers and sisters, I have to warn you. I studied this for years. We made the documentary, The Kinsey Syndrome, more than 10 years ago. And I'm telling you, I have watched this thing progress. And the stuff that we learned while working on that film, I have just seen it coming to pass more and more and more. And what they are planning to do is they are going to take all of this LGBT sexual orientation legal argument, all of that they're going to take, and they're going to apply it to pedophilia. And then the same way that you're seeing parental rights being destroyed in the courts over sexual orientation, the same is going to happen where pedophilia is concerned. And parents who have kids who are being molested by pedophiles are going to not be able to protect their kids. That's what's going to happen. Because the courts are going to tell them, you as the parent are a danger to your child for trying to stop your child from being involved with a pedophile. That's where they're headed. Because that was Kinsey's whole argument. Kinsey's argument, always remember this, this is what's driving this transgender case in Texas. This is why they've got these bans on what they call gay conversion therapy. Now they will not allow parents to take their kids to a counselor to get professional counseling to help them overcome their feelings if they have homosexual feelings. You can't get counseling for that. If your little boy wants to dress up like a girl, the courts will forbid you from stopping him as a parent. And you see, they're laying the groundwork for what comes next. And what comes next was defined by Alfred Kinsey. Kinsey said that the problem with pedophiles and children is not the pedophile. He said, it's the parent. That was Kinsey's whole argument. It's the parent. Because when the parent gets upset, he said, that is what does all the harm to the children. And that is what they're operating on. And they are advancing that agenda in our legal system. And every parent in the country should be concerned about this. All right, we are going to go to our commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in Poland, where Polish leaders have stood up and they were influenced by what? By our film, The Kinsey Syndrome, so we were told by Dr. Reisman. And now they have passed a law against pedophilia in Poland. We're going to talk about that when we come back right after this.
Ministry, Adalam Films presents A Lamp in the Dark, the untold history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies, assassins and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrin Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are talking about what's going on with American politics, with Beto O'Rourke, with the idea of gun confiscation. Why do they want to confiscate the guns? Because they know the semi-automatic rifle is the most common type of battle rifle in the world. I mean, it is essentially the modern equivalent to the musket during the time of the American Revolution. That's what it is. And they know that small arms guerrilla groups around the world rely upon similar weapons when they have had their resistance movements. I mean, this would include, you know, Vietnam. They know you had a bunch of rice farmers in Vietnam, but they had AK-47s, and they fought against the most powerful country in the world for almost 20 years, and ultimately won. Same thing happened in Afghanistan when the Afghan rebels fought against the Soviet Union. They just fought them year after year after year. Finally, the Soviets got tired and went home. This is what they're concerned about. They're concerned that the American people with the semi-automatic rifles are simply not going to be able to be subdued in the way that these socialists want to subdue them. Now, it's important to remember that the Constitution and the Second Amendment does not provide the right to bear arms. It only acknowledges it. The right comes from God. That's why it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It does not say the Constitution provides for the people's right to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say that. You can look at the case, the United States versus Cruikshank from 1875, where the court said, quote, "The right to bear arms is not granted by the Constitution, neither is it in any manner dependent upon that instrument for its existence." So the court acknowledged, and you can read the whole case, but the court acknowledged that the right to bear arms is not granted, and it does not rely upon the Constitution or the Second Amendment in order to exist. That's a key point. It's one that your staunch defenders of the Second Amendment make over and over and over again. A lot of Americans are still not aware that that's the case, that the way it's worded in the Second Amendment is very particular and it's very intentional, that it's a right that comes from God. It's part of God's natural law. We find it in the Holy Scripture again and again. We're not going to go over all that on this program, but nevertheless, you find many examples in the Bible. All the go study Abraham in the Old Testament. When Lot is kidnapped and Abraham, he arms his young men who were trained in matters of war, and they go and they make war and they rescue Lot. And then Abraham is afterward, he's blessed by Melchizedek, who is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And it's Melchizedek who blesses Abraham right after this great battle. This is part of the reason why it's considered a natural right. It is part of what God had enabled the early generations after Noah. Why? Because when Noah gets off the ark, God says, if man sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. In order for men to carry out that command, they must be armed. All right, before we went to the break, we were talking about the issue with Poland and the fact that Poland now has passed, reportedly, an anti-pedophilia law. This is reported on the website Church Militant. Poland is a Catholic country, although they have some there are some bold people in Poland. We're going to talk about it here in a minute. But very quickly, Church Militant reports Poland passes anti-pedophilia law, and angry leftists claim it will prevent sex education. You see, they're basically admitting that pedophilia and sex education, that they're both moving in the same direction. And this article says Polish lawmakers are proposing a law criminalizing the sexualization of children. On Wednesday, Poland's ruling Conservative Law and Justice Party passed a law called Stop Pedophilia, which criminalizes the promotion of underage sexual activity. It's now scheduled to go to a parliamentary committee to discuss specific ways it will be implemented. Now, I sent an email after I saw this. I sent an email to Dr. Judith Reisman, and I asked her about this, and I said, didn't you tell me that our film, The Kinsey Syndrome, was being shown in Poland, and it was getting all of this response and whatnot? And she wrote me back, and Dr. Reisman said, yes, it's the legal group that I was working with also, because she had gone over there because she's in our film. And they invited her to go over there and speak. And they had a march outside, you know, and a protest and this kind of thing. And now the legal group that was working with Dr. Reisman, they are the ones who are apparently responsible for putting this law together. So praise the Lord. The work that we did on that film, we spent 3.5 years working on it. It had an impact in Croatia. They got a Supreme Court decision after a year's debates and so on. As a result of Carolina Kristoff, the Croatian journalist, showing that film on her news program, and it caused an uproar over there. Dr. Reisman went over, etc. Similar situation. Now it's recently happened here in Poland, or I should say there in Poland, where they apparently showed the film. They did a Polish language translation where they did Polish subtitles on the film, and it was shown, and there were groups that talked about it, and they flew Dr. Reisman over there, who met with a legal team, and now they have taken action in Poland. Praise the Lord. We really hope this goes through and protects the children and the families in that part of the world. We need to see a similar kind of revolution happen here in our country through the courts and drive out the predators from our education system and from doing things like drag queen story hour, because the situation is getting worse and worse. Now, some of you will remember some time ago, it's been more than a year, I played the audio from this really, really bold young Polish woman. Poland has a very strong history. It was the great Polish king, Jan Sobieski, who fought with his winged warriors that came in and fought and defeated the Muslims at the Battle of Vienna, the very famous Battle of Vienna, where the siege at Vienna was happening for a prolonged period of time, and then King Sobieski rides in and he defeats the Muslims and drives them back. That is said to be one of the defining victories in Western civilization, because if the Muslims had been successful at Vienna, they would have then been able to invade the rest of Western Europe, something they've been trying to do for more than 1,000 years. That's what's so important to understand. Well, I showed some time ago, or I featured on our Noise of Thunder Radio website under the videos there, a video of a Polish woman, a young Polish woman, speaking out. She was a professing Christian, and she said, "Here in Poland, Jesus Christ is king. You will bring none of your Sharia law to our country because we're not going to allow it." And she was very, very bold. Well, sometime after I highlighted that video, YouTube took it down. They claimed it somehow or other violated hate speech boundaries or something like that. Well, I found a different version of it and have uploaded it to the Noise of Thunder Radio website, which you can find at noiseofthunderradio.com. And you should go, the entire speech is over 14 minutes long. It's really fantastic. It is very inspirational because it's very faith-filled. And she's definitely exposing the evils of Islam and also denouncing the leadership in the Catholic churches, because she recognizes, as her those who are with her, who are all part of this cause, they recognize that they are being betrayed by leadership in both church and state. That's what's happening in the Western world. I call it the Judas Iscariot Coalition. And yes, we can talk about the Jesuits, we can talk about Catholic bishops, but any of us in the evangelical Protestant community, we know full well that there are problems in the Protestant evangelical churches, in Lutheran churches, the Baptist churches. I mean, it is all over the place. It has spread like leaven throughout all of the churches, or most all of them. Now, that's not to say that there are no faithful congregations. I believe there are. Those who are standing strong on the gospel and on the word of God, and they're not going to back down and they're not going to compromise. Yes, there are still faithful men of God who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And we're not going to bow the knee to Baal. But I encourage you to go and watch this video before they take it down again, because this is so powerful and inspirational, what she says. And she's talking, she's very, very, I mean, she's just very bold. And she's talking about all the wickedness and all the evil and what they're doing, and they're raping and they're murdering and they're doing all of these atrocities. And then the men begin to shout and they say, "We will protect our Polish children," right? And I want to play a little bit of what she said just so you can hear. You can hear this, and then I'll try to, I'll read the subtitles. Listen. They burn villages and towns. Children are burned alive. For years they've been murdering in the name of Allah. It's an open war with Christianity. They won't have any mercy for us. They will slaughter everybody. Our church systematically destroyed. She's saying that the church, our church, she's saying, by which she means the Catholic Church, has forgotten about its role to protect our values. And then she says, and when the time comes to pull out the sword, like the Saint Michael the Archangel defending his faith, and throw the evil into hell. Unfortunately, today's Catholic Church hierarchs kneel down not before our God, but it is us who are a living church of Jesus Christ. We constitute a church, and we will fight till the end. When necessary, we will stand in defense of our faith, whatever this fight could bring to us. Our shield, our holy faith. No, she says, our shield is our holy faith. Our weapon is nationalism. Okay? Our shield is our holy faith. Our weapon is nationalism. But it's just really powerful that she's acknowledging that they, as believers, are the church. I mean, that's Protestant evangelical biblical teaching right there, because the Roman teaching is that, no, it's only the church of Rome. It's only if you're in submission to the papacy and the cardinals and whatnot, that's supposedly the church. But of course, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." That's what the apostle said to the early church. And then from there is when she goes on and she talks about how Anjem Chowdhury had said he's going to bring Sharia law to Poland and all this other kind of stuff. And she said, "You will not bring any of your Sharia laws here. We're not going to let you." Okay, she was very, very bold, very, very passionate, and very, very, it's just so great to see believers in Christ declaring the kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is in charge, not Allah, not the corrupt apostate leaders, whether they're in the church or the traitors that are operating in the state. It doesn't matter. It's God himself. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is King of Kings. And as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't bow before any man, any evil, wicked person who is in rebellion against Almighty God. I mean, this is how the Reformation happened, because Bible believers were reading the scripture and they're looking at the church leadership. I mean, remember, the reformers began as Catholics who saw all this corruption going on with the popes and the cardinals and so on, and they started reading the Bible and then recognizing, wait a minute, what they're doing, that's not the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. And then they began demanding reforms. And that's what happened. That's what ultimately led to the Great Reformation. So in a sense, what's happening is tragic, because we hate to see a betrayal of the faith. But on the other hand, it's great to see that people are being stirred up, and they're recognizing that we have to stand and fight for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. All right. Well, we are out of time, brethren. We've run long today. We've run long. But I'm very passionate about these issues. I think as Christians, we have to remember what the Bible says. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And that's what we need. We need to be bold as a lion for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Word of God, and for the defense of Christian liberty in the world, because that's what's in peril right now. And these powers, whether it's the socialists, the communists, or the Islamists, those who want political Islam and Sharia, and the sodomites, the homosexuals, they all are making war on the gospel of Jesus Christ. They all are making war on Christianity. And they're doing it in different ways. In some ways, they are directly opposing Christianity. In other ways, they are counterfeiting Christianity, presenting a false version of Christianity, and trying to use that to supplant the true faith. But we've got to resist them on both sides and stay in prayer and trust the Lord. And remember what the Lord says, "Ye shall not fear other gods, but only fear the Lord, and he shall deliver us from the hands of all our enemies." All right, brethren, that is it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.